In studio with me, I have a South African bred and raised Kung Fu champion, MOT ambassador, and 3-time gold medalist, MJ Lee, who's a master in martial arts. And also alongside him is Lance and Shino. Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Very well, and you?
I'm good. Can't complain. You know, when I got this interview, I thought I was going to be working with some Chinese guy going to teach me some martial arts and things. But when I saw it, I was really amazed to see that it's actually from South Africa that we have this going up. And, you know, because normally if you put Kung Fu, you would put it with Jackie Chan. And you know what I mean? The pictures that the people paint in movies. But here it's just something else that we actually have it here in South Africa, and it's going worldwide. So yeah, I'm really. So could you please tell us more about yourself?
Ni hao mei wo de ming zhe she ma xia wu kung fu di nan fei. So that's the Chinese aspect.
Yes, yes.
I didn't disappoint you, eh?
Wow, we have it. Yeah, and from the other two as well.
I'd say what's it now? Kung Fu has been the best experience I could ever ask for. So far.
And could you just introduce yourself?
I'm Shinao Yola. I am in grade 11 right now, and with Kung Fu, my studies have been much easier.
Wow.
Yeah. My name is Lawrence Dyson. I'm 15 years old. I'm a grade 11 learner at Rocklands High School, and I grew up in Rocklands, Bristol, Spain.
So could you please share with the listener what inspired you to take part in Kung Fu?
Well, as a child, I've always been an energetic, one of the most energetic children. And when I got the opportunity to finally express my my energy for good or not bad, but like to help young and the elder, I took the opportunity as quick as I could.
Yeah, and from you, Lance?
What inspired me to do Kung Fu is when MJ Shifu now came to our school, I saw interest in doing that, and then I was like, I really want to do that, and then I just started training when it began.
And what are some of the things that you learned during Kung Fu?
Well, for starters, it really boosted my respect for the elderly, my confidence, and every person, every animal that I see is like an important life form to this world.
Yeah, well, that sounds great, eh? And it teaches you a lot of self-discipline as well. Yeah. So let's get to the man of the hour, Mr. MJ Lee. What inspired you about Kung Fu?
Well, I grew up knowing and seeing that my friends learned karate, the Japanese martial arts. And I did not learn karate. I'm not a sensei. I'm not a shihan. To my students, I am a shifu. My grandfather was now passed on, my mom's dad. He was a rigger who worked for Shell Oil. And he traveled for 6 months of the year working in Hong Kong and Taiwan. And what he did was he came back with influences of Kung Fu. Like you've mentioned, Jackie Chan, one of the stars of Kung Fu, not just a movie star, but a proper Kung Fu champion and a practitioner of Kung Fu. But my grandfather then came back with, you know, these posters of Bruce Lee, movies of Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon, The Big Boss, Way of the Dragon, The Chinese Connection. And he came back with Jackie Chan's movie, Snake in the Eagle's Shadow. And he brought me this Kung Fu trouser, the black Kung Fu trouser with the Kung Fu slipper-like shoes. And I suppose that planted the seed for me. And my dad then found a formal Kung Fu school in Cape Town where I started Kung Fu training, learning the art of Chinese martial arts, not karate. Yeah. And I learned locally for a couple of years, and eventually I got the magnificent opportunity to go to China, which is the home of Kung Fu.
Yeah.
And there I visited the Shaolin Temple in the north, which is where Jet Li, another movie star, probably did all his formal training, although he trained at the Beijing Wushu College. And I then also visited Wudang, the home of Tai Chi, which is a major style of Kung Fu. And I then got an opportunity to live in an environment where kung fu is part of your daily life. It's not just a habit where you go to the gym twice a week or a hobby. You live this lifestyle. And I understood that kung fu is more than just martial arts. It's more than just kicks and punches. It's more than just becoming a champion. It's about you realizing and understanding that you've been blessed with supreme and unique talents by God Almighty.
Yeah.
And you need to enhance the quality of your life, release that master within, and become the best version of yourself.
Yeah, that was truly amazing. I feel inspired. I think I should join you guys.
Eh? No, absolutely. Yeah. We should do kung fu together.
Because it sounds amazing. And you mentioned that the people that you trained, they call you
Shifu.
Shifu.
Now, like in Kung Fu Panda, you know?
Yeah. So what's the difference between a Shifu and a Sensei?
Okay, Sensei would be a teacher, a master of the Japanese arts.
Yeah.
A Shifu, which is teacher, like a father.
Yeah.
Although I would be a very young father to them. But Shifu would be the Chinese term for a teacher of Kung Fu. So the amazing aspect of having two of my students on Radio X today, and I see your mission statement, by the children, for the children. That is just amazing. That has been a major part of my journey since I got back from the 2016 Legends Champion Championship. I believe that, you know, God has blessed me. I come from humble beginnings. I grew up in Rocklands, Mitchell's Plain, where my student Lance actually comes from. And I rose from there. And God blessed me to become a 3-time gold medalist and a Legends of Kung Fu world champion. And coming back from the world championship in 2016, I thought it was about winning that 4 gold. And then a formal schools tour was started, where I started visiting schools across the province and the country. And I then visited Windsor High School, where Sinawo attends. I visited Rocklands High School. And I did a total of 110 schools across the country, where I interacted with youth, motivated them, inspired them, told them about my journey, where I come from, the dusty roads of Rocklands, Mitchell's Plain. But I dared to dream, believe, and work hard, consistently and persistently. And I understood what I wanted. I played rugby, I played cricket, I played football, I was good at it. But ultimately, my bliss, my love, my passion was with Kung Fu. And it led me to become a world champion. And I've been sharing this journey with our youth, and I started training our youth across the province. And these are some of the budding athletes of, 120 that I started training.
Wow.
And they consistently still train. They've been with me to Hong Kong last year in March. They're going back to Hong Kong for an international tournament
That's
on the
amazing,
8th of April. So this is now about developing, although I'm not done yet, I'm still young enough to compete and represent my country. But it's about developing the next batch,
the next generation
of
champions.
And if they continue to work hard and follow my instructions, they will certainly get there.
Yeah, definitely. Eh? I mean, you got a figure like that to look up to. I mean, 3-time gold medalist. That is really inspiration. So could you please tell us, what are some of the challenges that you face while training these children?
You know, I think my entire journey as a professional in about 21 years, I've had many challenges. People tend to look at me today and they tend to see the gold medalist and they tend to see the Legends World Champion, not knowing that I also won silver at the World Championship in 2009. And I also won bronze in 2005 at the World Championship, and that was in mainland China. So it was not all about the gold.
The gold, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm proud of the silver that I've won at World Championship and
the bronze.
So it's not just about becoming a champion. And what I've learned over the years is that life is not about becoming a winner. If you work hard and you apply yourself, then hard work will be met with success. But in life, actually, there's no such thing as success and failure. They are just experiences. So
Definitely.
What we term as failure, if you accept it, you become a humble champion already for the future.
Definitely.
So I think the challenges were, one, my wife is with us in studio, and she's obviously not going to speak, but she's been on this journey with me where we've visited 110 schools across the country.
Yeah.
And I've gone even to rural schools, underprivileged schools, I've gone to former Model C schools, private schools, and I've interacted with our youth, recognizing that our youth, irrespective of where they come from in their dynamic, they are all presented with challenges. And it's up to us to recognize the challenges that they have and see that and accept the fact that all of our youth need to be motivated and inspired. So whether it is our youngster at a rural school or at an underprivileged school or at a former Model C school or at a private school, all our youth need to be motivated. And it's been a tiring journey from 2016 to date. You know, going to all of these schools and then offering up my time free, teaching our youth the basics of Chinese Kung Fu. But it's been rewarding to see that I've got these two students of mine in studio today. 2 years later, they've actually been training for 2 years. There have been over 300 students that started training. But you know, when the bells and whistles and the shine wears off, those who remain behind. The simple point is the road to becoming the best and a champion is a lonely one. It's a tough one. And not everyone ultimately goes the distance. But those who are prepared to knuckle down, they reach journey's end. They become the top of the class. And what then happens is those who don't and who fall away either continue to make excuses or maybe they're just a bit too lazy.
So we're running out of time. So just before we leave, what words of encouragement do you have for the children in the hospital?
You know, I believe I have a son who was born as a result of ABS. He's also doing Kung Fu training. So my son was born without a left hand. All right? And so my son was born with a so-called disability. But what he's taught me was that there is ability in what we view as disability. So perhaps differently abled. It's about inclusivity. And my son then started Kung Fu training with a left hand not being present at all. And he's been training with able-bodied athletes and kids his age and older than him. He went with a squad to Hong Kong last year in March. And he competed with able-bodied juniors his age. And he won a gold medal in Hong Kong. So he's proven to me that despite our situation and our circumstances and where we come from or how difficult things may be, if you truly believe in yourself, you are going to accept that the situation that you are in is only temporary. And that God loves us all. We are all part of His creation.
Thank you so much for your time.